Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Saturday edition of The Early Edge. I'm your host today on a Saturday, and I've got two heavy hitters with me, no pun intended, because this is going to be baseball intensive with two of my favorite guys. I'll throw in a golf pick and it pays to watch live golf pick that you might be interested in as well. Let's take a look at the recap screen from yesterday. I thought I had a disaster on my hands, and then Justin Thomas became that very disaster, got me a win with Tony Finau over Justin Thomas. Patrick Cantlay had a nice lead going into the back nine at plus 125, couldn't hold on to it. Very uninspiring back nine for him. Overall, we lose that other Finau one, 2-3. That's not where we want to be. A lot of that hinged on, unfortunately, Tony Finau. We had a couple rainouts with our sports line picks. That's why you only see five here. And then don't forget all of the UFC picks that Danny Brasco gave out, not just on Friday, but on Wednesday as well. So obviously we got to wait to see if those cash, and we'll see that on upcoming recap screens. I see everybody in the chat. Thanks for being in here. I see you, Vincent, UF Larry, Ed, Wenzel Walker, Matt is in here, Taylor DeHart. Hit the like button if you could. If you have any questions, whether they're Major League Baseball related or sports line related or golf related, this is the show for you. And let me bring in the stars of the show. Again, two of my favorite people. You all need to be following these two if you're not already. It's Matt Snyder, aka The Sniper, and of course, A-Mags at A-Mags Picks. A-Mags, let me start with you. I did a show with you a couple Saturdays ago. I know we're now 2 weeks into baseball season. How you feeling today?
Feeling good. I think we're 3-0 on the last three picks on the site. So that's definitely solid. And one thing I did want to say has been so valuable to get the picks out early on the site, or I'm trying to get them out as early as I can when those opening lines come out. One pick we had this week, Grayson Rodriguez, we got it at over 16.5 outs, closed at 17.5. He only went 5 2/3. So if you were on the site, you had the notifications on, you would have got that and you would have cashed, where a bunch of other people would have lost their money.
Jared Moreau says, A-Mags has been smashing player props. And Matt Snyder, a.k.a. Sniper, UF Larry says, Lids is open early on a Saturday. Like I said, me and Larry, we're going to beat that joke to death, apparently. I love it, Larry. Thanks for being in here. And I see you, Brian and Dan and James. Love seeing all the activity in here. Sniper, how you doing today? How is the Lids store? People coming in yet? What's going on there?
Oh, it's great. No, we haven't opened yet. I wait until after the early edge is over until I flip that sign over to open.
I love that. Mark Buchholz says, need these two faces on the show more frequently. Absolutely. Love to hear that. By the way, Sniper, let me ask you, and I know you're not looking behind you, is there like a favorite hat that you have, or like a signed hat or something, whether it's behind you or otherwise? What is it?
Houston Homestead Grays right there was a Negro League team that Josh Gibson played for. So that's probably my favorite one. But right above that is the Bacon. That's a Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, which is the Phillies AAA affiliate. They sometimes wear the Bacon hat. And I don't think that we could actually see it on camera, but in the middle here in the red, it actually spells out Iron Pigs in the middle of the Bacon.
Wow.
So those are my two favorites.
All right. I'm glad I asked. All right, A-Max. Listen, this is going to be very baseball intensive. We got basically our best two MLB guys on the show. And then, of course, or at least two of maybe three or four of our best MLB guys on the show. I don't want to discredit any of the others that give out really, really good MLB picks. And I've got some golf. I've got one golf matchup. If you have a golf play, a matchup, maybe a head-to-head that you want to ask me about, please go ahead and put it in the chat now. I'll try to receive them and respond to them. I also have a kind of a top 10 play that I think is probably worth it. Not an official play, but I'm going to put that out there too. But A-Mags, we start with you. We start with Major League Baseball. What's really cool about today is not only do we have Masters Golf literally going on right now through around 6-7 o'clock, but we've got Major League Baseball all afternoon. And a lot of our picks today start in the 12 o'clock hour, the 2 o'clock hour, the 4 o'clock hour. So, I mean, this is going to be a very intensive day. And he's like, you know what, Sniper? He's like, you know what? I'm out. That's too much baseball. So here's what we're going to do.
I can step in.
Yeah, Sniper, let me start with at least one of your picks. And then when A-Mags gets back, oh, he's back. All right, he's back.
It crashed. I don't know what happened. It went black. That was crazy. Listen.
Good news, because you came back just in time. We were going to give out Sniper's plays, but we may as well give out your plays. You've got two for us in the afternoon. What do you have today?
All right. Well, maybe somebody's trying to like cancel me or get me off. I don't know what's going on here, but they don't want these plays out. But I will say, it doesn't matter if I have this one on video. It's on the website right now. It's Ryan Pepiot over 15 and a half outs. Look, minus 115, minus 110. It's a little bit different in some spots. I would play this up to like minus 140, minus 145 even. I think the number on the price really is just wrong here. Look, last two starts for Pepe, right? He's getting out there, getting into that sixth inning in both starts. He's covered this line in both of them. Yesterday for the Rays, bullpen day. I think they use six arms, but really those like big three, four guys in the back end of the bullpen, all of them were used. You go back and you look at a few days ago, right? These guys have been used two out of the last 3 days. I don't think Kevin Cash wants to get into that bullpen too early today. And really, when you look at how Pepe is doing this year, the results have been great, but the underlying stats have been really good too, really encouraging. So I think the expected stats mixed with the spot against the Giants today, we get into the sixth inning. And last start, 11 strikeouts, 94 pitches. The start before that, He walked three, gave up six runs, I believe, something like that. Bunch of runs at least, but 94 pitches again, right? So like he's had problems in each of the starts, at least for the outs, one of which being a lot of strikeouts, run the pitch count up, the other one being walking guys, being inefficient. Both of those starts, he's still gotten into the sixth inning. He's still threw 94 pitches. I think we can maybe weather a little storm if we need to, and he gets over the 15 and a half outs. Secondly, I want to go look, this guy, Nick Lodolo, I like the arm talent on him. But when you're asking him to come out today in his first start of the MLB season and have seven strikeouts, I think that's really tough. So we're going Nick Lodolo under 6.5 strikeouts. The number's been moving around a little bit this morning. It was actually really juiced up on Caesars earlier, and then it came all the way back to where the market is. So it's around that minus 120 and minus 130 even. I would play it there. I just think seven strikeouts is a lot. Look, first rehab start, he went five innings. He had eight strikeouts. I don't think that couldn't happen today. Like, hear me out. That could definitely happen. He just goes off. It's the White Sox. They've been striking out, right? But yesterday against Andrew Abbott, three strikeouts and seven innings against that lefty. I just don't know how long we can get Lodolo into this game, how deep he's going to get. And I think they were saying 64 pitches in that last start. He unraveled in the third inning. He didn't even make it through the third inning. He hit two of the final three batters that he faced. So I posted this one on Twitter earlier because it wasn't on the site. I'm not sure what happened. But I do like this spot. Hopefully you've already grabbed it. If you haven't already, definitely go get that one. Just a tough spot for him.
Yeah, I really like this Lodolo prop. I mean, I'm always interested in these sort of these situational spots where it's your first start. And, you know, they're probably not going to extend him as much as they would if it was his third or fourth start. So this just seems like a really good situational play. Would you play this if it was minus 135? Would you play this under?
Yeah, I think it's fine. Okay. Even minus 140, minus 145, you're starting to approach. But still, I think the 6.5 is the bigger deal. If it's at 5.5, I don't want to touch it. But 6.5, I'm fine staying under that and saying seven strikeouts is a lot for a guy that
he's going to go 5 innings max.
Pitch range.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
Yeah. In case you didn't hear Sniper there, he said he's going to go 5 innings max. And I certainly agree with that as well. By the way, if you want to make this bet or really any other bet that we're about to get into, BetMGM, that's the spot. New BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10. and you'll receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with bonus code EDGE. That's bonus code EDGE, E-D-G-E. All right, we got to get to my three ball, and I got to say, somebody in the chat, I shouldn't say three ball, two ball, excuse me, my head-to-head matchup, somebody in the chat pinpointed it, and which is interesting because it's not on the site, right? These two balls, the tool doesn't have the capability yet. It'll get there to have these two balls on the site. So if somebody guessed it, I'm very impressed, and we're going to hear about it right after this break.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back on the Early Edge presented by BetMGM. Before we get to, I got a couple questions. And Amex, I might circle back to you before the show is out on this Yankees game. Since you're wearing the Yankees hat, I know there was at least a couple of questions on it. Not that you have to have an official play or anything, but before we get to my golf pick sniper, there was a question. I believe it was around Evan Carter and his RBIs. Did you see that one? Oh, here we go. It's from Jose Rodriguez. Any thoughts on Evan Carter today? Plus 175 to get an RBI on FanDuel. Sniper, any thoughts there?
I actually really love the number there, the plus 175. He usually hits somewhere in the middle of the order, or at least lower in the order, which, you know, is a decent RBI spot with the Rangers lineup because it's so deep. I will talk more about the Rangers offense in a little bit, a little spoiler alert, slight. But I really like that number.
All right. Good question, Jose Rodriguez. So we'll get to my pick here. I like Will Zalatoris. I think it was Taylor DeHart that pointed this out in the chat about 5 minutes ago. So good job there, Joshua Smith, ratifying that. I like Will Zalatoris over Eric Van Rooyen here. Listen, I'm not really concerned about Will Zalatoris' sort of Masters so far. It hasn't been bad at all. Obviously, he made the cut pretty easily. But this guy is a guy I liked going into this tournament. He's a great ball striker. He has great Masters history. Now, EVR is definitely, Eric Van Rooyen definitely has history, and he's definitely a veteran, and he's played well at the Masters before. But this number just seems out of whack, especially with the weather calming down a bit. I think that's actually going to present really well for Will Zalatoris, who's a great ball striker, will probably be keeping it in the fairway, and his approach play is probably going to be a lot better than EVR. So I think this minus 130 price is surprising. I mean, if you look at head-to-head matchups across the board, you're seeing a lot of favorites being like minus 245, right? You see the Xanders, the Scottie Schefflers, guys like that are John Rahm that are like minus 300. So you're not getting a lot of head to heads where there's like any meat on the bone in terms of like the ability to take them outside of putting them in a money line parlay. Will Zalatoris is one that I looked at that I said, hey, you know, this probably should be minus 150, minus 155. And it's not. I don't think it's a trap. I don't really see golf matchups as a trap. I just see the data that I saw going into this tournament and what I've seen the last couple of days. I'm happy to take Will Zalatoris minus 130 over EVR. If you have a matchup, obviously send it my way. Like Seth, for example, Zalatoris over Cantlay at plus money. I don't love it, but I do lean Zalatoris' way. I can't really figure out Cantlay. Obviously, I bet on him yesterday. I expected him to beat Minwoo Lee and Ricky Fowler pretty easily. Unfortunately, Ricky and Minwoo actually played pretty well. I mean, they played good golf. That was the surprise part. Patrick Cantlay was just a little less than average. He only lost by one stroke to those two. But long story short, that would be a stay away for me, but I would lean your direction. The pace to watch live play, I just want to point this out. Maybe for like a lesser unit, because I don't put as much on finishing positions as I do on head-to-head matchups. But I'll say this, Xander Schauffele to finish top 10. He's been pretty good. He's rebounded from some bad holes and played pretty well. He's been pretty consistent. His top 10 number in the Masters is plus 100, even money. And honestly, the guys above him right now, I see a lot of those guys regressing, especially with good conditions over the next couple of days. A lot of those kind of good wind players, those good around the green players that have just been really good in those departments, I see them kind of falling a little bit because they're not superstar players. So while Xander can be passed by people behind him, I do think Xander is probably outfitted to be inside the top 10 by the end of Sunday. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is my pick. We got a sports line pick to get to, and then Sniper, we finally got to get to your pick. Let's hear one more quick message from our partners.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BlueCats 59 says, this is my favorite early edge trio. Love that. By the way, are we all sporting light blue, which is pretty cool because BlueCats little emoji is light blue as well. Maybe that's why he or she likes us so much. Sites 501 says, Shane Lowry over Akshay Bhatia. Well, you didn't give me the juice, but I assume it's reasonable. I do like Shane Lowry over Akshay Bhatia quite a bit, actually. I think that's a really good play. Maybe I'll point out where you found that one and what the juice is. Hey, Max, before we get to Sniper's picks, let me in the sports line pick, let me ask you real quick. You're wearing the Yankees hat. I mean, we got a doubleheader. Hopefully those two games actually go off. But the first one at 12:10, I think we got Clark Schmidt versus Carrasco. I think it's around an 8.5 total runs. And we got the Yankees around minus 135. Any opinion whatsoever? And if you don't have any opinion, that's fine, too.
Yeah, so I was just looking it up just to see where the odds were on not only that game, but the next game. I think that if I'm going to like the Yankees in one game, it'll be the first game. I don't dislike Clark Schmidt. I actually think he could be a serviceable pitcher for us, especially, you know, last year we saw that. So for game one, I wouldn't play it at minus 145. I think they're much closer than that. But I will say game two, if you want to look for something, I don't see it out yet, but sometimes they'll get these props out like in the middle of the two games. Tristan McKenzie, whatever his walk prop is, even if it's over 2.5, he's had, I think it was 3 and 4 walks. I think he's going to walk at least 2, if not 3 Yankees today. So I would look for that, probably be at plus money.
All right. I kind of lean the Yankees way as well there. By the way, the sports line pick before we get to Sniper's picks is Spencer Turnbull, under 5.5 Ks at plus 104. Again, Spencer Turnbull, that's that Phillies Pirates game. That one starts at 4:05. And Amax, you have something on that as well.
Hey, real quick, I got to give my shout out to my buddy Proppy here. He is he has a pick on that game. I think it might be that one. I don't want to give too much away. You got to go look at the website. But last night, 5-0, I think, or something like that on the site. Wow. I mean, he just crushed it in player props last night. So good for him. And go check that out. I think it might have been that one. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, Proppy has days like that all the time. I mean, it's interesting because he puts himself out there and he'll put 5-6 picks out in a given day, which, you know, that's a lot of picks to put out. You could, you know, listen, anybody can have a bad day, right? And a lot of times he just sweeps the board. It's pretty crazy. He's so good at really all the sports, NFL, MLB, and NBA. So if you're not a Sportsline member, I'll tell you how to do that later on in the show. But we got to get to Sniper. Sniper, you got two picks here. You're isolating one team that I love just because last year I just hammered these guys in the first five department. You like a lot of runs in one game, which is just I absolutely love. Talk to us about your two picks.
I believe you would be referring to the defending champions, the Texas Rangers.
The very same.
So here's the thing. My favorite show of all time is Curb Your Enthusiasm, and the finale was last Sunday, and the title of the episode was No Lessons Learned. Last week, I faded Ronel Blanco coming off of his no-hitter, and lost in spectacular fashion. It wasn't even close. I have not learned my lesson, much like Larry David. I'm going back to the well. No lessons learned here at all. I'm fading Ronel Blanco again. He's not good enough to have a zero ERA. The Rangers just saw him and didn't touch him at all. Second time within a week, they're definitely going to get to him. I'm going to go over 4.5, and it's plus money. That's a great news on this one. It's plus money. But I just – that offense is too good. They exploded last night. I like them to explode again. That's why I kind of mentioned on the Evan Carter RBI. Yeah, I think everybody's going to get involved in this one. Again, they just saw Ronel Blanco last week. His stuff is not good enough for him to continue to post a zero ERA off the no-hitter and then the 6 scoreless innings against the Rangers last time out. Second time within a week, they're going to go nuts. I like an offensive explosion for the Rangers here. Also, Liddy in the chat asked about the Pirates over. Don't really love that one. I think that they are in kind of a – they should be in a bit of a downturn. They started the season way too hot. I don't think that they're going to play that well here for the next week, week and a half or so. So I don't love that. On to my second play, though. Shota Imanaga, Cubs pitcher, left-hander facing the Mariners in Seattle. He's been brilliant to start the season. 12 strikeouts and 0 walks in 10 innings so far. Last time out, his outing got cut short against the Dodgers by a 3-hour rain delay, so it was nothing he did wrong at all. He looked great again. He looked amazing in his debut. This will be his first road outing, but I don't think that's going to be a problem at all. There's nothing that in any of his stats or any of his history that indicates, oh, he can't pitch on the road somehow. So I think that this is a very good spot for him. And the Mariners lead the majors in strikeout percentage. So you've got a good matchup here. A guy who's thrown well in his first 2 starts against a team that strikes out a lot and has never seen him before. I've said many times, familiarity is the advantage to the hitter. Unfamiliarity is advantage to the pitcher. One of the reasons I picked the Rangers, they just saw Blanco. The Mariners have never seen Imanaga before, at least not in a real outing. He saw him in spring training, but that doesn't really matter. In a real outing, they haven't seen him before, so that's his advantage. I know it's 6.5 is a high number, but it's plus money, so I like this play.
I love it. I love it. And by the way, I gotta give props to the chat. I somehow missed this because when I asked about Shane Lowry over Akshay Batia.
Yeah, the Bad Boys.
Well, that's a great reference, too. I think that was
you. Mike Lowry.
Yeah, Mike Lowry. Every time I think Lowry, I think of course, Mike Lowry from Bad Boys. Isn't there like a Bad Boys 5 or something coming out?
I think so.
Maybe it's already out.
But yeah, I think they're putting 4 together, yeah.
Listen, I missed the – so here's the thing. The Zalatoris play goes off at, 11:55. So we have about an hour and a half. The next group that goes out is Akshay Batia and Shane Lowry at 12:05. And listen, I'm laying juice here again, but Jake the Snake, I got to have you update my sheet here because thank you, chat. I really do like this play, and I like it enough to make it an official play. Shane Lowry, and unfortunately, I'm looking at just one book. Maybe you can get better juice somewhere else, is -135 over Akshay Batia. Again, that's right after Zalatoris goes off. I like that. That's another official play for me. I've literally never done this where I'm seeing somebody point something out in the chat and I'm actually turning it into an official play as opposed to just verbally saying that this is a lean. But chat helping me out here. I really do like this play. So I've got Will Zalatoris -130 over EVR and I've got Shane Lowry -135. Let me know if you see a better price somewhere else, but -135 over Akshay Batia. There were a couple of matchups I wanted to get to real quick. Somebody asked about Brooks over Xander. Don't love that. I don't know what to expect from Brooks this tournament. I think he could absolutely go off, but I'm just not willing to fade Xander in that matchup. And then somebody asked about Niemann versus Minwoo Lee. They wanted to take the plus money on Minwoo Lee. I expect good things from Niemann the rest of the tournament, including today. So I wouldn't target Niemann at all. Sean Ritchie says this is -130 on DK, but you might have to use a boost. So let's just go with -135. I see -130 on some other books. Let's just go with the first one I saw just to keep me honest. -135 is going to be the play for me there. Don't forget, I do think Xander probably top 10s here. Did we cover everything? Amax, any other insight? Did you see anything in the chat? Any questions you had to answer before we put up the recap screen?
One quick here from Chris. He asked about the Braves team total over 4.5. Look, I don't hate taking a Braves team total ever, I think, right, on the over. I will say Max Meyer on the other side, pretty good young prospect, at least for right now for the Marlins. Some of the expected stats I don't love. I'm just not 100% sure at 4.5. I don't know if he had the number on there. I'd have to look at it. But if you're in like the minus 130s, I think I'm good on it for that fifth run.
Sniper, anything that you saw in the chat that you felt like you needed to cover?
No, I hadn't gotten the chance to scroll back through it after.
No, that's okay. No, I mean,
but listen, on Amex, what he just mentioned on the Braves, I like it, the over 4.5, because I don't think Meyer's going to get more than 5-6 innings or so. And the Marlins bullpen has been beaten up significantly here so far this season. So I would still take it.
All right, the final lineup.
I would agree with that. Yeah. I don't think he gets all that deep into the game. And they did have to use a good amount of bullpen yesterday after Trevor Rogers. So,
yeah.
Well, one last line I want to get into. It was, I think it was Big Cheesy that brought it up. Japan brought it up. So I caused a little bit of a stir 2 days ago on Twitter when I said I would use Boston Market for my champions dinner for the Masters. You know, the previous champion.
Gets to say that you were mixing it up on Twitter about Boston Market.
I was mixing it up on a lot of different things over the last couple of days. But Boston Market was going to be my champions dinner call. Obviously, I got some flack for that. So here's a line that somebody said. I think it was Big Cheesy. Boston Market minus 130 over Cracker Barrel. Sniper, your response, is that a good line?
Yeah, probably, but I'd play Cracker Barrel there.
Interesting, plus money. AMAX, minus 130, is that a fair line?
I think that's a little juicy. I think Cracker Barrel has some name recognition, man. That Cracker Barrel, that'll get some votes. People remember Cracker Barrel. It's all over. Not that Boston Market isn't, but Cracker Barrel was a thing.
Yeah, you're both wrong. It's Boston Market minus 200. That is like the easiest.
Minus 200.
Minus 200. Oh. Throw that in a money line parlay.
Oh, I love how Amex said it was juicy at like minus 130.
I think that's minus 200. That's the total wrong way.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. Cracker Barrel all day says Rebecca O'Connor. Hello, Rebecca. A Big Cheesy says Cracker Barrel plus money all day. Absolutely love it. All right. Let's take a look at the recap screen. We got some picks here and some updated picks from me. AMAGS, Pepio over 15.5 outs. Nick Lodolo under 6.5 Ks. Sia Najad, that's me. Will Zalatoris over Eric Van Rooyen, that's minus 130. And the update, Shane Lowry minus 135 over Akshay Batia, the sniper. Rangers team total over 4.5 at plus money. And Imanaga over 6.5 Ks at plus 115. Our sports line pick, Spencer Turnbull under 5.5 Ks again at plus money. Listen, we are throwing out a lot of plus money. So hopefully we hit all of these. So good news. We'll be here tomorrow. I'll be here tomorrow as well to talk about how we did on Saturday and to talk about how we're going to do on Sunday. I'm so distracted by the chat. A lot of Boston Market fans in here. I'm just saying some Cracker Barrel ones too. My champion's dinner. It's a half dark with stuffing and mashed potatoes. And if you want to keep it slightly healthier, maybe some corn and spinach and things of that nature. It's absolutely delicious. This has been an unbelievable episode. I am so happy to be reunited, not with just one of AMAGS or Sniper, but both of them on a Saturday. I hope you had a good time. Hope you caught some insight, and hopefully we cash some bets. I'll see you here tomorrow at 10 o'clock to cover more Masters, more NBA, more MLB, and the like. Can't wait to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the Masters. Enjoy the afternoon baseball. Have a great and positive day. My name is The Counselor, otherwise known as Sia Najad, and on behalf of myself, Jake the Snake on the ones and twos, AMAGS, and the Sniper, this has been The Early Edge, and we rest our case.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.